The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I say resurrection welcome to each and every one of you, and I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today. Today is the 10th day of January 2022. Yes, the second week of January in the year 2022. The Lord has enabled us to live and to have life by the grace of God. We are starting our 21-day fast from today to the end of the month. Yes, we are starting our fasting today. And so our team this morning, our team will be praying all manner of prayers as we are led by the Spirit of God. But the team is reviving your work. Your works for deeper encounter through fasting and prayer. Reviving your works for deeper encounters through fasting and prayer. Reviving your works for deeper encounters through fasting and prayers and prayer. We are going to engage God to repeat the wonderful things that He did in the past. That's the meaning. And our text is Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 2. Then we shall go to Habakkuk 3 verse 13 and 14. And Revelation 16, 14. I am the Lord. And Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. The Lord is going to give us some insight, some revelations. Things we are going to deal with. Yes. Things we are going to deal with. Now, Habakkuk lived in the days where wickedness and corruption and the system had fallen, like our day. When the systems have fallen, standards have fallen, that was the season in which Habakkuk lived. And when you read Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, Habakkuk could not behold these things. He couldn't look at how the righteous are being oppressed, how the poor will be oppressed, like we are seeing today. Many who are in leadership, because they have become untouchable, they can do anything and go free, and nobody can touch them. Most of them, some of them are correct, but most of them have been overshadowed with the spirit of the world, the spirit of the day. We are going to see them right now. This was the situation in which Habakkuk lived. In fact, even some church leaders, even some pastors have also been overshadowed by the spirit of corruption, by the spirit of wickedness, by the spirit of the flesh, by the spirit of the world. Yes, this is where we are. And I'm so grateful and thankful to the leadership of Assemblies of God for coming out with this theme, that revive your works, O Lord. Revive your works, O Lord. May the Lord bless our leadership. May the Lord keep them, our general superintendent and all his EP members, our district pastor, regional superintendent. May the Lord keep them. Pray for them and pray for all pastors. You may not be a member of Assemblies of God, but pray for your pastors. Pray for your leaders. I am telling you, they are at a war zone. They are a serious conflict zone. Pray for them. Never envy them at all. Pray for us all the time. And so Habakkuk was living during this time, and he could not behold the evil that was going on. And so he had to cry in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. How long, O Lord, how long will I cry about what is going on? and you are not doing anything, you are not intervening. How long? Look at the poor. Look at how the wicked are reigning. Look at how evil is reigning. Yes, somebody online, that is your cry. Yes, look at my office. Look at my workplace. Look at how unbelievers. Yes, they are ungodly. Look at the way they are in charge. Look at the way they are ruling. Look at the way they are being promoted. Oh God, look at what my husband is doing. Look at what my wife is doing. Look at what is going on in my marriage. Look at what is going on in my home. Look at what is going on in my family. Look at what is going on at my workplace, in my office. Look at what is going on in the church. This was the prayer of Habakkuk in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Habakkuk prayed and cried unto God about what was going on. He couldn't stand it. But then God spoke. So as Habakkuk prayed and cried, How long, O Lord? No, it was in Habakkuk 1, 2 was where he prayed. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 2. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you? Violence, but you do not save. Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abound. Therefore, the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous, so that justice is perverted. This was what was going on, and the prophet could not stand. In fact, the righteous, the Christians, yes, those who were serving God, they went to the prophet to pray. They went to Habakkuk. Habakkuk, won't you intervene? Won't you intercede? Look at what is going on. So Habakkuk started praying. But the more he prayed, the more there was an escalation. It was as if God was not doing anything. Have you been there before? I've been there several times. The more I pray, in fact, it was as if my prayer is rather increasing the thing. So I don't know whether I should stop praying or I should continue. It was as if my prayer was rather escalating the evil. Have you been there before? I've been there before. The more you pray, the more your husband is misbehaving. The more your boss, the more your colleagues are mocking you, the more something evil is going on. Yes, that was Habakkuk. Sometimes that's how God operates. In fact, when he wants to finish the enemy, when he wants to give you permanent deliverance, permanent peace, that is when it happens like that. So do you know what God did? In Habakkuk chapter 2, God gave Habakkuk a revelation. Then the Lord replied to Habakkuk. In Habakkuk chapter 2, from verse 2, the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. Some versions say the vision. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. This was the answer. God told Habakkuk, Habakkuk, let me give you a revelation. Write it down. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. And what was the revelation? The revelation was in chapter 3. Chapter 3. How God is going to come out and what will happen, like how he manifested on Mount Sinai. He manifested in thunder, fire. In fact, Moses himself said, I was afraid. My heart was shaking. The whole mountain was full of fire, thunder, smoke. And when the voice of the Lord came out, they were falling down. Nobody could stand. That was why the second time, when they went to the mountain, and then God wanted to speak to them, the Israelites told Moses, "Moses, please go alone. Please go. We can't stand that voice." Look, when you hear the voice of God, in the book of Revelation, John said, the Bible wrote that, "I fell down until the Lord put his hand." In fact, John collapsed. Somebody said he collapsed. He fainted. He fainted. He fainted. So God gave Habakkuk a revelation in chapter 3. What he was going to do. He gave Habakkuk revelation from verse 3. God came down from Tema. Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 3. God came down from Tema, the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and his praise filled the earth. His splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashed from his hand, where his power was hidden. Plague went before him. Pestilence followed his steps. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The aged mountains crumbled, and the aged old hills collapsed. His ways are eternal. I saw the tents of Cushan in distress, the dwellings of Midian in anguish. Were you angry? You see, so you read down. This was what God said he was going to do. So this was the revelation he gave to Habakkuk in chapter 2. He said, write it down. But you know something? There is an appointed time. There is what? An appointed time. God acts in an appointed time. That is why you, child of God, you don't have to give up. You never stop praying. You never stop doing what you are doing. Your sacrifice, whatever. Because there is an appointed time. Like I have shared this before. Our prayers never fails. We have a prayer bank. Revelation chapter 5 verse 8. Revelation 5, 8. And Revelation 8, 1 to 5. Revelation 8, 1 to 5. This is our prayer bank. We have a prayer bank in heaven. Our prayers are forever valued. They have value. Your prayers as a child of God never fails. Anything you pray, it rises. It turns into incense. And it is received into the prayer bank. Yes, it's received in the prayer bank. Where it calls for an immediate answer. Answer is released. But most often, the things we pray about, the certain conditions must be fulfilled. And one of the conditions is that the sins of the enemy must be full. The sins of the enemy must be full. They must come to the zenith. Yes, the oppressor must come to his end. He must do his worst. So that when God rises to crush him forever, he will no longer be found. Yes. Sometimes I've given the reason why our prayers, why they are kept. Yes. Sometimes certain conditions must be fulfilled. God is waiting for repentance. He's waiting for you to repent. Yes. Of something. Yes. He's waiting for repentance. Sometimes he's waiting for corresponding action. He's waiting for you to sow a seed. He's waiting for you to get involved in the ministry. He's waiting for you to get involved in something, to sacrifice something. Yes, like Hannah. He's waiting for something. So you see, it is always good when you are praying some destiny prayers. Yes, when you are praying for some future prayers, some things, it is good to always ask the Lord, "Lord, what should I do?" The Holy Spirit will inspire you. Just keep on praying. Keep on being faithful. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. Keep on sowing seeds. Keep on caring for things. Keep on doing things in my house. Yes, Just keep on. Yes. Some of the answers too, they wait because, like we saw in Exodus chapter 4. Is it chapter 4 verse 19 and Matthew chapter 2 verse 2? Yes. Exodus 4:19 and Matthew 2:2. Yes. God told Moses, go back to Egypt because those who were waiting to kill you are all dead. And God told Joseph also, the father of Jesus Christ, he said, go back because those Herod and others who were waiting to kill the baby, they are dead. Sometimes God wants to eliminate some people before he answers you. He does not want some people to live like Athaliah. The Bible said that when Athaliah was slain, the whole city rejoiced and there was peace. Yes, God wants to eliminate some people, wipe away some people before that prayer is answered, before he brings you to that position. He does not want some people to live and to be part of your testimony. Beloved, there is an appointed time. Habakkuk was given an appointed time. Then when he was given an appointed time, no, the prophet was not satisfied. Then Habakkuk 3, verse 2, he repeated the prayer. Say, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe or respect of your deeds, your actions, your works. Oh Lord, renew them or revive them or repeat them. King James says, revive them. That's what the assemblies of God, revive them. Some version says, renew them. Other version says, repeat them in our day, in our time. Make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. Do you know something? Habakkuk was telling God that the way you dealt with Pharaoh, the way you dealt with Nebuchadnezzar, who was against the Israelites, the way you dealt with the enemies of Israel, the way you dealt with Pharaoh, and finally, Pharaoh had to release them. And when they came to the Red Sea, the way you opened the Red Sea for them to pass, and when Pharaoh and his armies were trying to pass, hey, you close up. And Pharaoh and his armies were never found again. They were never seen again. Oh, the way you dealt with Nebuchadnezzar during the days of Daniel. Yes, when Nebuchadnezzar was given the brain of an animal because he wouldn't listen, he was oppressing God's people. Nebuchadnezzar spent 7 years in the bush. He was given the brain of an animal. You see, let me tell you something. Oh my God, may God forgive me. Sometimes when I hear this thing, professionals, they don't have time before the Lord. They want to spend only 1 hour. So they will attend the church where they spend only 1 hour. May God help me the word I want to use. What? Professional. Who gave you your lungs? Who gave you your brain? So you are giving, you are giving God time. I know. Yes, I love professionals. I'm telling you. I celebrate them. And I pray for them. I have a lot of them in the church. But I thank God that the professionals I have in the church, they have professionals of God. They know the time for God. They know the time to give to God. Over here, right now, here on this line, we have professionals here. We have generals, army generals here. We have judges online. We have businessmen and women online. Why have they given God time? Why have they given God 1.5 hours? They are on. We have generals. We have judges, Supreme Court judges. Yes. We have doctors online. We have business tycoons online. These are the people God celebrates. Look, God gave Nebuchadnezzar the mind of an animal. He ran into the bush. He spent 7 years in the bush. 7 years in the bush. When he came, people were running away from him. His hair, people couldn't see his face. Yes, his fingernails, his toes, come and see. He looked like an animal. And do you know, after God has restored him, do you know what he said? He said, indeed, there is God in heaven. Let all nations worship the God of Daniel. Let them bow to the God of Daniel. All nations, worship the God of Daniel. Look, God is a merciful God. God is a merciful God. Who gave you the lungs to breathe? The air you are breathing, your lungs. Who gave you the lungs to breathe? Who gave you the strength? Who gave you even hearing that you are hearing? Who gave you eyes to see? Hey, Makarato Sakili Basi. So you see, in Habakkuk 3:2, Habakkuk said, God, the things you have done in the past, your works, your deeds, how you dealt with the enemies of Israel, how you dealt with the enemies of your people, how you dealt with Pharaoh, how you dealt with Nebuchadnezzar, how you dealt with Jezebel, how you dealt with Delilah. Yes. How you dealt with Atalia. How you dealt with Sennacherib. Yes. How you dealt with them. Yes. Because you used them to punish your people. But later you dealt with them. Repeat those things in our days. In the New Testament today, we still have those spirits around. We have them. Spirits don't die. We still have the Pharaohs. We still have the Nebuchadnezzars. We still have the Jezebels. We still have the Delilahs. We still have the Ataliahs. We still have the Sennacherib. We still have the wicked people. In fact, the New Testament just summarized them. The strong man. The strong man. And in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, he calls them principalities. Powers. Rulers of the darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. The New Testament has categorized them into four. Habakkuk was saying that, repeat those acts. Look, 2022, you are going to see a deliverance you have never seen before. 2022, you are going to enjoy the peace you have never enjoyed before. 2022 is a year of surprises. It's a year of appointment. It's the appointed year for the strong man to be dealt with in your life. Yes, the strong man in your office, the strong man in your father's house and mother's house, the strong man and the strong woman. When they say the strong man, is the spirit behind. That's what we are going to deal with. 2022, yes, God is going to revive his works. Amen. The things he did in the past, he's going to repeat them in your life. He's going to repeat them in our lives. 2022 is going to repeat them. It's our year. It's our year. Let me tell you, God is going to deal with some husbands. The spirit that they have inherited. Yes, God is going to deal with some wives. God is going to deal with some bosses. God is going to deal with some colleagues. Yes, colleagues, God is going to deal with them. He's going to deal with the wicked. He's going to deal with the evil. But you know, we must pray. We have to declare. This was the prayer of Habakkuk. And do you know what God told Habakkuk? From verse 3, the things he was going to do. In verse 13 and 14, that's what we are going to pray. He said, I am going to strike the leader of the house of wickedness. I am going to strike the leader of the house of wickedness. The leader. The leader of the house of wickedness. That was one of the things that God said he was going to do. Verse 13, Habakkuk chapter 3. You came out, in fact, God, actually Habakkuk saw this in a vision. You came out to deliver your people. to save your anointed one, that is you, the child of God, you crushed the leader of the land of wickedness. You strip him from head to foot, Selah. 14. With his own spear, you pierced his head. When his warriors turned out to scatter us, gloating as though about to devour the wretched who were in hiding. Verse 15, you trample the sea with your horses, churning the great waters. 16, I heard and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. 2022 is the day of calamity.
Amen.
Is the day of calamity on your enemies.
Amen.
Is the day of calamity on the strong man in your family.
Yes.
The strong man in your office. The strong man and the strong woman. Yes. Whom the enemy is using to torment you, to make your life bitter. 2022 is the year of calamity. Say 2022 is the year of calamity. Calamity on my enemies.
Calamity on the leader.
Calamities
on the leader
of the house of wickedness. Calamity on the leader.
Calamity on the leader
of the house of wickedness.
Calamity.
Calamity on the powers
behind wickedness.
On the powers.
On the powers
and the forces
behind my situation.
Behind my delay.
Behind my discouragement.
Behind my marital affairs.
Behind my disappointment.
Behind my setbacks.
Behind my setbacks.
Behind my failures.
Behind my failures.
Behind my discouragement.
Behind my discouragement.
Behind my fears.
Behind my fears.
2022
is the year of calamity.
Is the year of calamity.
Is the year of calamity.
Oh my enemies.
Oh my enemies.
2022
is your year
of calamity.
Of calamity.
Of calamity.
Of calamity.
Of calamity.
Of powers.
Of powers.
Of forces.
Behind my situation,
all powers, all forces,
be activated against me,
and your leaders.
2022
is your year of calamity.
It's 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 your year of calamity.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We are continuing. When you go to Revelation chapter 16, verse 14. We are connecting it to Habakkuk chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
verse 13 and 14 to 16.
Mm-hmm. You see, let me finish Habakkuk. So you see, because of when Habakkuk saw what God was going to do, then he prayed a prayer in verse 17. He said, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, that is businesses, though my business is not going well, though my career is not doing well, though something is not working well for me, and no cattle in the stores, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Why will Habakkuk rejoice? Because God has shown him what he was going to do. Yes. Very soon, he's not going to see the enemy again. Very soon, that situation is going to change. Very soon, God is going to manifest himself at the appointed time. At the appointed time. And you know, before God's appointed time has come, he's going to use the situation to do something in your life. He's going to use the situation to give you a new version. Say a new version. Say a new version. He is going to use that situation to build a new character, to build your faith, to give you experience. Child of God, anything you are going through is for good. I am telling you, it's for good. It's for good. The way your husband is treating you, the way your wife is treating you. Look, I sat under a senior pastor. My own father, Reverend Dr. Harry Sebi, what that man did to me, In fact, I was almost cursing him. Sometimes I pray against him. Me alone. When pastors are seated, North Carnation Assemblies of God, those days, yes, from 1985, 84, till I left that place as a pastor. Yes, I left that place in 94. Look, they introduced pastors. Every Sunday, they will introduce all the pastors. Yes, you are welcome. You are welcome to church today, especially those of you who are coming here for the first time. Over here, these are the pastors we have. They will start from the senior pastor. Then they will go to the senior associate, Reverend Dr. Joseph Basie, who is now he has been the regional superintendent of the whole Greater Accra. And when Accra was divided, he is still the regional superintendent of the Accra East of Assemblies of God. He was our senior associate. Then they will introduce Pastor Dan, Pastor George. Then they will jump over Dela. They will introduce Pastor Obri Yeboah. They will introduce the late Pastor Gideon. They will introduce Pastor Hosanna. Dela, they will not introduce. For 2 years, they were not introducing me. And when we close, then people will rush to me. Are you not a pastor? Why are you not being introduced? Then they will rush to the senior pastor. Why? Why are you not introducing Dela? He will not mind them. 2 years, I was not being introduced. 2 years, the only thing I did on Sunday was pray opening prayer. That was all. But I was in charge of Friday evening prayers. I was in charge of the morning devotion. I was in charge of the Sunday school. I was in charge of the prayer warriors. I was in charge of the visitation team. But Sunday, they will not introduce me. 2 years. Do you know what that has done to me? Up to today, me, call me the Laliboja. Just call me the Laliboja. Look, any place I go, if I'm not introduced, I don't care. There are some people who still call me Brother Boja, Brother Dela. I like it. I don't care how people call me. In fact, that some pride has left me. I have become ordinary, I'm telling you. That is, it has given me what? Simplicity. Simplicity. I am down to earth. Sometimes when I travel outside the country and people are celebrating me, when they lay a red carpet for me to come out of the aeroplane, you don't know the things people do to me when I travel. And sometimes when they visited me and they see where my church is, say, what? And you see, God always glorifies his name. Yes. Yes. So, child of God, there is an appointed time for God to deal with. Look, everything you are going through, some of you people are gossiping about you. Yes. People are talking about you. Yes. Oh my God. People, we have suffered. We have gone through those things. You know, it has given me a big heart. That's what I inherited from my pastor. My senior pastor, that man, he's a father of fathers. He's a pastor of pastors. He has had 10 accidents. 10 accidents, car somersaulting. All the 10 accidents, the cars were not repaired. Beyond what repairs, but he always came out. But one of the accidents, his associate pastor died in it. The late Thompson died in it. He was driving. Yes. The devil has attacked that man. Yes. His house got burnt. The whole house got burnt. Only his Bible. He didn't burn. His driver was killed. Ado. Yes. He was sent somewhere to go and do something. And then people came around. and then they kill him. His wife died in his hands. His first daughter died. In fact, his first son went to America and he was wearing earrings. Earrings. For many years, the father deserted him. They were not talking. Because the religion he has joined, the father hates it. But the man was still standing. The devil did all this thing for the man, for the man's heart to break. But this man, when he stands there, when the man stands there, ow, when I look at him, I said, this man, I don't understand. That is why I go to him and pray first fruit. Just for him to lay hands on me. Because it is such a person you take as your spiritual father. God was telling me, he said, look, the person you take as your spiritual father and mentor, the devil should know the person. The devil should know the person. It should be a person that the devil has tested. And God has released special grace. Such people, you don't joke with them. Yes, the devil said to Paul, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? Yes, the devil said to the sons of Sceva, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. So you see, the demons knew Paul. They knew Jesus. They knew how Paul and Jesus was dealing with them. Not any pastor, not anybody at all. Yes, you can be a member of the church. Yes, you can. And you look, every church you belong, your pastor is your spiritual covering. Yes, it's your first spiritual covering. It's your first spiritual covering. Be faithful. Be faithful there. Perform well. Do your best. Yes. But there are some levels that you are climbing. You need others. You need some guardians. He is your spiritual father, but you need other guardians. Like some people are online. They are not members of Deliverance. They belong to other churches. But they are enjoying this. They have brought themselves under this covering. Yes. Your pastor should be somebody that the devil has tried and tested. Yes, the devil has tried and tested. And the devil respects him and responds to him. So you see, anything you are going through, please, God is preparing you. God, now the man, when you go to him, sometimes even when he lays hands on you, he is sleeping. But when you leave the place, things begin to happen. And then every year we go there with our first fruit. The things he speaks into our lives are the things that happened throughout that year. I'm telling you, they are the things that happen to in our lives that year. As he lay hands, sometimes you'll be dozing. You pour oil on our head and you start declaring. That's all he's doing now. Because the man has gone through things and he has done what he has stood. Habakkuk, God revealed to Habakkuk, I am going to deal with the leader. In Revelation chapter 16, verse 14, I want to give you a revelation. Revelation 16, 14. The Bible says, they are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. There are spirits of demons. Demons have spirits. And they work with leaders. They work with rulers. Look, everyone in the leadership position, you are in a crossfire. I'm telling you, anyone Christian in a leadership position, the spirit of demons will be hanging around you because they know that you are in command. So they want to use you. But the Holy Spirit also wants to use you. These are the things that we need to understand. So this morning, we are going to declare calamity. We are going to ask the Lord to repeat, revive your works. The things you did in the past, 2022, repeat them. Repeat them. Repeat them. We are going to ask for the wind of acceleration. The wind of acceleration. Say wind of acceleration.
Wind of acceleration.
Should blow into our lives.
Should blow into our lives.
We must be accelerated.
We must be accelerated.
If Jesus is coming soon. If Jesus is coming soon.
Should we say it after?
Then things must be accelerated.
Then things must be accelerated.
I'm telling you.
If Jesus is coming
soon.
Yes.
Then things must work faster.
It's true.
In our lives.
Amen.
We are going to pray that prayer right now. Yes, we are going to pray that prayer. Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
We thank you for your word.
We thank you for your word.
We thank you for this revelation.
We thank you for this revelation.
We celebrate you.
We celebrate you.
This morning.
This morning.
We declare.
We declare.
That the year 2022.
That the year 2022.
Revive your works.
Revive your works.
Revive your actions.
Revive your actions.
Revive your deeds.
Revive your deeds.
In our lives.
In our lives.
The things you did in the past.
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 The power that you demonstrated,
against
the enemies, of the Israelites, the oppressors, of your people, those who took advantage, of your people, those who were in power, those who were in authority, the power you demonstrated, the strength you demonstrated,
the might you demonstrated,
repeat it in our lives,
Repeat your actions.
How you dealt with Pharaoh. They are still operating like the strong men, like the strong women, like the strong men, like the strong women, like the rulers of spirits of the wicked. of darkness of this world.
Darkness of this world.
Like spiritual wickedness.
Like spiritual wickedness.
In high places.
In high places.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Repeat your actions.
Manifest your power.
Manifest your power.
Manifest your power.
Manifest your strength.
Manifest your strength.
They are still operating.
They are still operating.
In our offices.
In our offices.
At our workplaces.
At our workplaces.
In our homes.
In our homes.
In our father's house.
In our father's house.
In our mother's house.
In our mother's house.
In our families.
In our families.
In the church.
In the church.
In the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
They are still operating.
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 2022.
Manifest yourself.
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 Repeat your words.
Repeat your words.
Repeat your actions.
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 We still have.
We still have
human obstacles.
Human obstacles.
Like mountains.
Like mountains.
Like mountains.
Like mountains.
Like the Red Sea.
Like the Red Sea.
Like the Red Sea.
Like the Red Sea.
The way you parted.
The way you parted.
The way you moved the mountains.
The way you moved the mountains.
Move them.
Move them.
Move them.
Move them.
Human obstacles.
Human obstacles.
Operating.
Operating.
In our workplaces.
In our workplaces.
In our offices.
In our offices.
Deal with them.
Deal with them.
Like you dealt.
Like you dealt
with the Red Sea.
With the Red Sea.
Like you dealt.
Like you dealt
with the mountains.
With the mountains.
Deal with them.
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 Human obstacles.
Human obstacles.
Human obstacles.
Human obstacles.
Human obstacles.
Human obstacles.
Who are agents?
Who are agents
of the devil?
Of the devil.
Who are working?
Who are working
for the devil?
For the devil.
In the interest.
In the interest
of the devil.
Of the devil.
Covenant enemies.
Covenant enemies.
Covenant enemies.
Covenant enemies.
Covenant enemies.
Covenant enemies.
Deal with them.
Deal with them.
Deal with them.
God, deal with them.
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 Yes, O Lord.
Rakataka, rakataka,
rakataka,
rakataka, rakataka, rakataka,
rakataka,
rakataka, rakataka,
Show yourself powerful.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 You know something? After I've gone through all that, and then I was released to go and pastor Deliverance Assemblies of God. When I went, I looked at the environment, I said, no, I cannot. I went back to the leaders, the late Reverend Don, to our original superintendent. I went to him, Reverend Atu Bento, our current general treasurer. He was then the regional treasurer, Reverend Buahi. I said, please, the place needs a more experienced person. They said, Dela, we were fasting and praying, and your name just came. Everybody started mentioning Dela. That he's the one God has prepared for that place. Go and change the environment. Go and change the place. Go! For you are the one. Beloved, that is what we are seeing today. Many of you don't know what I'm talking about. Today, when people come around, they come and salute me. But you know, it was because of what God has taken me through. The challenges, the difficulties, the testing, the pain, God, the humiliation. Today, my senior pastor calls me, say, look, he has trained over 200 pastors. 200 pastors. Say, about 210 pastors that I have trained. You are the best among them. Della, you are the best among them. Anytime he's going to do something serious, he calls me. He calls me when they were going to unveil the grave of the wife and the daughter. They died within 5 years. It was me he called. He said, Della, let's go. You are going to unveil the grave. I said, I've never done it before. He said, I will teach you. So he taught me how to unveil the grave. He taught me. I've never done it before. The tomb, how to unveil the tomb. I've never done it before. He taught me. Today, he will call me. He said, Della, in fact, people call me from California. They call me from Oklahoma. People call me from Texas. Are you Dr. Aboja? I say yes. Are you the son of Reverend Dr. Aaron Sebu? I say yes. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. The man came here and spoke very well of you. Any place he goes, he's talking well of me. Yes, he's talking well of me. I also invite him to the church. From 2008, I've been paying first fruit to him. My first salary, I send it to him. My first salary of the year, he's the one who chops it. With my wife. My wife's first salary, we send it to him. And he will pour oil on our heads. He'll pour oil on our heads. And then begin to bless us. And declare, from 2008, God told me, begin to pay first fruit to him. I challenge God. I say, oh, first fruit is tithing. I've been paying. Say, no. First fruit is not tithing. No. First fruit is the goodwill. The goodwill you give to God as the owner of the heavens and the earth. Elohim. That was Isaac's sacrifice. When God asked Abraham, sacrifice to me Isaac. Isaac was Abraham's first fruit. The first child, the only one he has waited for. God said, give him to me. And because he obeyed and took the step, God said, I swear. I swear by myself. That was why anywhere Abraham entered, he was in charge. He was in charge. And that has also fallen upon us. We are the descendants of who? Abraham. That's why in heaven, even heaven, we have a place called Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom. Listen to me. Look, God owns the world. He wants to give you the world. But just obey him. Believe him. Believe him and pray. We are going to pray again. And declare. Verse 13. Say, oh Lord. According to your word. According to your word. In Habakkuk chapter 3. Verse 13. Locate. And strike down. The leader of the house of wickedness that is connected to me, the leader of the house of wickedness that is projecting,
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 projecting
wickedness,
wickedness
against me,
against me,
wickedness,
wickedness
against my marriage,
against my marriage,
wickedness,
wickedness
against my career,
against my
wickedness,
career, wickedness
against my dream,
against my dream,
wickedness,
wickedness
against my testimony,
against my testimony,
wickedness,
wickedness
against my health,
against my
wickedness,
health, wickedness
against my home,
against my home,
wickedness,
wickedness
against my career,
against my career,
wickedness,
wickedness
against my finances,
against my finances,
so that I don't do
so
well,
that I don't do well,
the house of wickedness,
the house of wickedness,
the head,
the head,
the one in charge,
the one in charge
of wickedness,
of wickedness,
projecting,
projecting
wickedness,
wickedness,
assigning,
assigning
agents,
agents,
human agents,
human agents,
human agents,
human agents,
assigning them,
assigning them
in my office,
in my office,
at my workplace,
at my workplace,
in my family,
in my family,
every wickedness,
every wickedness,
the head
of wickedness,
of wickedness,
the leader
of wickedness,
of wickedness,
the leader
of wickedness,
of wickedness, strike them,
strike them,
strike them,
strike them,
strike them, strike them,
strike them, strike them, strike them,
according to your word,
according to your word,
strike them,
strike them, strike them, Lord, strike the head
of
the leader of the house of wickedness. Yes, Lord,
crush
any kind of wickedness against
them.
Me, against my destiny,
in Jesus' name,
crush them.
Let's read. The word says, you crush. Verse 13. What does other versions say? See, you came out to deliver your people, to save your anointed one. How has it come to save us? You crushed the leader of the land of wickedness. You strip him from head to foot, sailor or toe. With his own spear, you pierced his head. When his warriors stormed out to scatter us, gloating as though about to devour the wretched who were in hiding. Do you know the reason why the occult are so bold? Do you know that they are bold? The occult, they are bold. Those who belong to secret societies, they are bold because they have been given charms. They have been given spells because they are connected to some shrines. They are connected to some temples who empower them. Yes. Who swap people's position. They give it to them. Yes, they give it to them. The devil is wicked. These are the people we are going to deal with.
Yes.
They are in our offices. They are at our workplaces. Yes, when you are put in a position, they make sure that you don't have peace. Look, there are some people at your workplace, even though you can be the managing director, chief executive, those people are in charge. You are afraid of them. Some small girl, when you talk, because you know that through her, you can be removed. So even though you are in charge, somebody else is in charge. Do you know what is empowering them? The house of wickedness. The house of wickedness. They project human agents. They project spirits. As we read in Revelation chapter 16, verse 14. These are spirits of demons. And spirits of demons, they inhabit human beings. They possess human beings. Listen to me. When we talk about demons and spirit of demons, they can never operate without human beings. They use human beings. So some people, their actions are spirit of demons. They are just operating spirit of demons. In fact, when I woke up, the Lord was teaching me something. Especially those of you who have had some immoral lives in the past. Checkered sexual life. I am telling you, you have inherited some spirits. They fight you. Any woman you marry, that woman will never have peace. Any man you marry, that man will never have peace. That spirit is still in control. It is still in charge. Until you are fully delivered, you will never see eye to eye with your wife. You will never see eye to eye with your husband. It is because you have been contaminated. You contacted that spirit. That is why sex is the most dangerous thing you can get involved in. It is an eternal attachment. It takes only the power of God to detach you from what you have inherited. I am telling you, yes, it takes only the power of God. Many of you, the things you are experiencing in your marriages, they are the women you slept with, the men you slept with. Yes, you contacted something. And so whoever you marry, that woman, that first lady, that person is still ruling. That spirit is still in charge, determining the affairs. So you can say anything to your wife. You can say anything to your husband. You need deliverance. You need deliverance. You need deliverance. These are real things. We want to declare right now. We want to declare that according to the word of God, say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Crash.
Crash.
The leader.
The leader.
Of the house of wickedness.
Of the house of wickedness.
The leader.
The leader.
Of the house of wickedness.
Of the house of wickedness.
That is operating.
That is operating.
Against me.
Against me.
Crash him.
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 The leader.
The leader.
Of the house of wickedness.
Of the house of wickedness.
The head.
The head.
Of the house
of the house of wickedness,
where evil is projected, where demons are projected, where agents are empowered, against me,
against my husband, against my wife, against my children, against my marriage, against my finances, against my promotion, against my position,
the leader,
the leader,
the leader,
the leader,
the head
of the house,
of wickedness,
2022,
this day,
this day, 10th of January,
Holy Ghost, crush them,
crush them.
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 Locate them.
Locate them.
Crush them.
Crush them.
Locate them.
Locate them.
Crush them.
Crush them.
Locate them.
Locate them.
Crush them.
Crush
them. Wherever they are located.
Wherever they are located.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
From my workplace.
From my workplace.
In my office.
In my office.
In my office.
In my office,
in my neighborhood,
in my neighborhood,
in my home,
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 in the church,
in the church,
in the church,
in the church,
at my workplace,
at my workplace,
locate them,
locate them,
crush 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 them, crush them,
crush them,
crush them,
crush them,
crush them,
crush them,
crush them,
crush them,
crush them,
crush them, crush them, crush them,
crush them, crush them,
crush
the head of the house of wickedness.
Crush the head.
Crush the head
of the head of wickedness. Of the head of the house of wickedness.
Of the house of wickedness.
The house of wickedness.
Of the house of wickedness.
In the land.
In the land.
In my family.
In my family.
At my workplace.
At my workplace.
In my office.
In my office.
In my neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
In the church.
In the church.
In my home.
In my home.
In my family.
In my family.
The head.
The head.
The leader.
The leader.
Of wickedness.
Of wickedness.
Of the house 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 of wickedness.
Crush them.
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 Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, crush them.
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 And strip 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 them.
From their head.
From their head.
To their toe.
To their toe.
To their soul. Strip them.
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 Disarm 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 them.
Let them fall.
Let them fall.
On their own soul.
On their own soul.
On their own weapons.
On their own weapons.
Let them fall.
Let them fall.
On their own soul.
On their own soul.
On their own weapons.
On their own weapons.
Those who are using charms.
Those who are using charms.
Those who are using
spells. Those who are using spells.
Let the charms.
Let the charms.
And the spells.
And the spells.
Turn against them.
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 Turn against them. against them.
Turn 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 against them.
Let their weapons.
Let their weapons.
Turn against them.
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 Turn against
them. Turn against them.
Turn against them.
Turn against them.
Turn against them.
Say the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
2022.
You. You,
the head,
the leader
of the household,
of wickedness,
that is working
that
against
is
me,
working against
that
me,
is fighting
that
me,
that is fighting me,
that is standing,
that
against,
is standing
me.
Against me,
against my dream,
against my dream,
against my
against
testimony,
my testimony,
against my expectations,
against my expectations,
against my rising,
against my rising,
against my shift,
against my shift,
against my dominion,
against my dominion,
against my authority,
against my authority,
against my finances,
against my finances,
against my business,
against my business,
against my career,
against my career,
against my marriage,
against my marriage,
against my husband,
against my husband,
against my wife,
against my wife.
You leader
of the household
of wickedness
household
of wickedness
you strong man
in charge
of wickedness
against me
you strong man
in charge
of wickedness
against me
you principalities
you power
you rulers
of the darkness
of this world
Spiritual wickedness
in high places
in charge
of the house
of wickedness
against me 2022
from today
the 10th
of January
2022
is your year
of calamity
is your year of calamity.
You must fall.
Let them be crushed.
Of the household of wickedness, you will never prosper.
2022 is not your year.
It's not your year, witches and wizards. 2022 is not your year.
It's your year of calamity. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Our last prayer. Acts chapter 2, verse 2. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Wind is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. We are going to command, let the wind of acceleration. Say the wind of acceleration.
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 Should blow.
Should blow.
Blow into my life.
Blow into my life.
To accelerate.
To accelerate.
To accelerate.
To accelerate.
To accelerate.
To accelerate.
Things in my life.
Things in my life.
Things in my life.
Things in my life.
To accelerate.
To accelerate.
Manifestation.
Manifestation.
To accelerate.
To accelerate.
My dream.
My dream.
To accelerate.
To accelerate.
My expectation.
My expectation.
To accelerate.
To accelerate.
My testimony.
My testimony.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let the wind of acceleration.
Let the wind of acceleration.
Let the wind of acceleration. Blow into my life.
Blow into my
life. Blow into my life.
Blow into my life.
Blow into my life.
Blow into my life.
Blow into my life.
Blow into my life.
The wind of acceleration.
The wind of acceleration.
The wind of acceleration.
The wind of acceleration.
The wind of acceleration. Blow, 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 blow.
Blow into my life.
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 Blow, 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 blow.
Blow into my home.
The wind of acceleration.
Blow into my affairs.
The wind of acceleration.
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 Blow, 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 blow,
blow, blow, blow,
blow, blow, blow,
blow, blow, blow, blow,
blow, blow,
blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow into my life.
Blow, blow,
blow, into my home.
Blow, blow,
blow, into my life.
Blow, blow, blow,
blow, into my life.
Blow, blow, blow,
blow, into my situation.
The wind of acceleration.
To my circumstances.
The wind of acceleration.
Yes, Lord.
The wind of acceleration.
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 Blow, 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 blow,
blow, blow,
blow, blow,
blow, blow, blow,
blow, blow, blow,
blow,
blow,
blow, blow, blow,
blow,
blow,
blow, blow,
blow, blow,
blow, blow,
blow, blow,
blow, blow, blow,
blow, blow,
blow, blow, blow,
blow, blow,
blow, blow, blow,
blow, blow,
blow, blow, blow, blow, blow,
blow,
blow, blow, blow, blow, blow, blow,
blow, blow into my life. Blow into my home.
Blow
into our ministry. Blow into the church. Blow into the lives of everyone online.
Blow
into their home. Blow into their lives.
Let the wind of acceleration.
Blow into our careers.
Let the wind of acceleration.
Blow into our lives.
Blow into our lives.
Blow into our careers.
Blow into our lives.
Blow into our marriages.
Blow into our lives.
Blow into our lives.
Blow into our lives.
Blow into our careers.
Blow into our marriages.
Blow into our children's lives.
Blow into our homes.
Blow into our businesses.
Blow into our finances.
Blow into our finances.
Rakata kabayakata.
Libra kata kaba
ra kata kaba ya
the wind of
acceleration.
Le karaba sanda
accelerate.
Libra yes
accelerate.
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 Our breakthrough.
Our breakthrough.
Accelerate.
The manifestation
of our testimonies.
Accelerate.
Our expectation.
Accelerate.
Our healing.
Our healing.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
Our marriage.
Our marriage.
Accelerate.
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 Our childbirth.
Our childbirth.
Accelerate.
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 Of acceleration.
Of acceleration.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
Our breakthrough.
Our breakthrough.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
Our open doors.
Our open doors.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
Our expectation.
Our expectation.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
The word of God.
The word of God.
The promise of God in our life.
In our life.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
Our prophetic
our
work.
Prophetic
accelerate.
Work. Accelerate.
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 Judgment.
Judgment.
On our enemies.
On our enemies.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
Judgment.
Judgment.
On our enemies.
On our enemies.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
Judgment.
Judgment.
On our enemies.
On our enemies.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
Judgment.
Judgment.
On our enemies.
On our enemies.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
Judgment.
Judgment.
On our enemies.
On our enemies.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
Judgment.
Judgment.
On the household.
On the household.
Of wickedness.
Of wickedness.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
Judgment.
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 On the leader,
on the leader,
on the leader,
of the head,
on 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 the head,
of the household,
of the household,
of wickedness,
of wickedness,
accelerate,
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 the wind of acceleration,
accelerate,
accelerate.
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 Judgment.
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 On our enemies.
On our enemies.
Judgment.
Judgment.
On the head.
On the head.
On the leader.
On the leader.
Of the household.
Of the household.
Of wickedness.
Of wickedness.
Accelerate.
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 The manifestation.
The manifestation.
Of our blessings.
Of our blessings.
Accelerate.
Accelerate.
The manifestation.
The manifestation.
Of surprises.
Of surprises.
Of surprises.
Accelerate.
Accelerate our testimony. Accelerate our expectation. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Locate and manifest. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say 2022.
The heads and leaders
of the household
of wickedness
that are working
against me
that are behind
my situation
2022
is your year
of calamity
you will never succeed
witches and wizards
they all call you will never succeed
because 2022
the elaws
are working for us. The elaws are working for us.
We have inherited the elaws.
This is our year of surprises, of appointment. We are secured. In the secret place of the Most High
and
the shadow
of the Almighty.
Our marriage.
Our husbands, our wives, our children, our careers, our businesses, our finances, our going out, our coming in, our food, our water, our gate is secure.
Say, Holy Spirit,
create. A new version of me, a new version of me, a new version of me, that is prevailing.
We thank you, Father, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. We have gone beyond our time. Sorry about that. Thank you very much. Those of you who have joined, thank you, our technician, Boja Worldwide, and Joshua. Thank you, Lady Pastor. May the Lord bless everyone that is online.
Amen.
Listen to me. be conscious of your atmosphere, because you are going to experience peace. You are going to experience joy. Some of you, you are going to experience some turbulence. Turbulence at your workplace. So it is a manifestation of the prayer. I am telling you, it is the manifestation of the prayer. Listen to me. The manifestation of prayer works in two ways. You will begin to experience peace. Things will begin to fall in line. Things will begin to go smoothly. Another way of manifestation is that there will be turbulence. Do you know why? It's because you have hit the foundation. And that turbulence will never last. It will never last. Just stand and begin to praise God. And pray more. And declare more into the situation. Immediately the turbulence subsides, you will never see that again. These are the two ways that you are going to experience. The Lord says, I should tell you, tell them to be conscious of what they are praying. Tell them to be aware. Tell them to examine the conditions around them, their atmosphere and environment, because the prayers are gone into effect. The prayers are gone into what? Effect. The Lord said the prayers have gone into effect. They are working right now.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And when the roll is called,
my name shall never be missing.
When the roll is called, among those who testify,
my name shall never be
your
missing.
Name shall never be
my
missing.
Name shall never be missing.
Your name shall never
my
be
name
missing.
Shall never be missing.
My name shall never be missing.
My name shall never
and I see
be
something
missing.
Good happening to somebody.
It is happening to
something
me
good
indeed.
Is happening to somebody.
It is happening to
something
me
good
indeed.
Is happening to somebody.
It is happening to
and
you.
Remember,
and it is happening to
and
me.
Remember, the Lord has brought you this far. And he's taking you far.
Amen.
He's taking you far.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.